Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Scott from Tacoma is. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Good morning, Scott. Steve, you got to get yourself out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Scott has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
36.
Yes. What is the average lifespan of a butterfly in months?
24?
No.
3?
No.
12?
No. Fifth generation iPods were the first to offer which feature?
Bluetooth.
No.
iPods? Pass, I don't know.
Seinfeld ran for how many seasons?
12, 10.
No, no.
14.
No. The Soldier's Song is the national anthem of what Celtic country?
Scotland?
No.
Ireland?
Correct. The Sanderson sisters are witches from what movie?
Witches of Eastwick?
No.
Pass.
How many U.S. state capitals have no McDonald's?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. Well, Scott, you got 2 correct.
Yeah.
There were some tricky ones in there, though. This is a harder quiz.
That was rough, yeah.
I will admit, it's harder than the earlier two.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve likes it harder.
Yeah, he does.
Excuse me?
The quiz.
Oh, I love it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Are you feeling ready?
Yeah!
Maybe I should play this one instead.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! There it is.
Yeah, buddy.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26?
Yes! What is the average lifespan of a butterfly in months?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
5.
No. Fifth generation iPods were the first to offer which feature?
Pictures?
No.
Shuffle?
No.
Feature. Streaming?
No. Seinfeld ran for how many seasons?
6.
No.
9.
Yes. The Soldier's Song is the national anthem of what Celtic country?
Ireland?
Yes. The Sanderson sisters are witches from what movie?
Wizard of Oz.
No.
Hocus Pocus?
Yes. How many U.S. state capitals have no McDonald's?
U.S. state capitals. I'm going to say 3.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no. Monkey and Head are nicknames for members of what band?
Korn.
Yeah. An archipelago is a small group of what?
Archipelagos?
No.
I don't know, group of birds?
No.
Fish?
No. Steve,
one, two, three, four, five.
You got five correct, and that is a win. Wow. 5-2. Sorry, Scott. Okay. Another one bites
the dust. Those are some tough questions.
They were. The average lifespan of a butterfly in months is just 1 month.
That's it.
And then fifth generation iPods were the first to offer video. You said photo. You were one step away, Steve. The number of U.S. state capitals with no McDonald's, just one. And an archipelago is a small group of islands. Yes, an archipelago.
So why don't we get so concerned about killing butterflies if they're only going to live for a month?
Are people concerned about killing butterflies?
Yeah, whenever we go to like one of those butterfly exhibits in like the Washington State Fair or even at the Pacific Science Center, like, hey, be careful. Make sure no butterflies are on your jacket. Don't, make sure you don't step on a butterfly. I'm like, well, it's going to probably die in a few days anyway. So,
well, I mean, if they're living an entire lifetime in only 1 month, I mean, let them live it up, you know? You don't want to mess with that.
That is a very fair point.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, a video that actually happened a couple of years ago is recirculating. It's gone viral again.
Which I'm glad it did because I missed it the first go round. So I'm catching it on the second tale.
Well, it's a newscaster who's clearly quite intoxicated and was doing the news while very wasted. And these are some of the highlights.
Hello. Good afternoon. Like I was telling you this morning, if you watched this morning, starting at 6 a.m., 7 a.m.,
Okay, so this is in the morning.
Ouch.
What's in our coffee?
Late night?
Oh, yeah. It could be from a bender. Oh.
I told you, you know what? Today, what a beautiful day outside. It is just amazing. And so moving on tonight is we have to tell you also, you know, like other news that's happening in the area.
This sounds like one of your sorority sisters.
It totally does.
And across the, you know, the area, in the nation. Let me tell you about this. A four-year-old girl is actually dead. Another man is clinging to life.
Okay, at that point, if I'm the producer, I'm like, we got to take her off the air. Like, we can deal with drunk Sally talking about the weather, but when we're talking about tragedy, isn't the right one. Here's a little bit more of her.
And we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here with you. Craig Adams. Why did I say that? And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift.
She's getting the wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I don't think he's having a double vodka.
Oh, yikes.
Oy.
Well, that leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we're going to start with Pogi in Tacoma.
Pogi,
our simple question, be honest with us. Have you ever been drinking on the job?
I have years ago. I've been completely sober for 7 years, but the first job I had a lot of friends that would hit up the jugs of Cola Rossi. I washed dishes at a retirement home, and I never did back then. I later started washing dishes at a restaurant, and my first day on the job, one of the waiters and one of the busboys was like, hey, you help us take out the linen? I'm like, okay, I'll get the door for you. And, like, not knowing what was going on, we get out there, and they're like, what kind do you want? And I had no idea what they were asking me. They're like, give them a Heineken. I'm like, okay.
Like, this job just got better.
I love working here. 206-803-ROCK, Mark in Chinatown. Be honest, you ever drink on the job?
Yeah, unfortunately. I worked in corporate sales for a number of years and have been a professional musician for a long time. So, yeah, unfortunately.
Dude, I feel like a lot of salespeople are putting some back.
Yeah, not so much anymore because I'm 2.5 years post-liver transplant right now. So you got the sober dudes on first thing. But, yeah, back in the day, quite a bit.
Good times.
There are times like people go, we're going out for a sales meeting, and then you're like, you come back, and you're like, was this a sales meeting or was this happy hour?
It was margaritas, is what it was.
It was happy hour, right?
Joseph, you're in Seattle this morning. Be honest with us. Did you ever drink on the job?
Yes, I have. I was in the Navy, and on our lunch break, we would go and drink. Just we have pretty long lunches. Yeah, we'd buy like a bottle of liquor. There'd be about like 5 to 10 of us. We would go and drink the whole entire thing.
Did you ever get called out on it? Because I got to imagine getting called out in the military is a little bit different than getting called out at a radio station for having a couple of drinks.
Yeah, so my boss, one day he caught two of us. He didn't get us in trouble, but he was like, I can smell your guys' breath from like 10 feet away. So I was like, oh, well, am I going to get in trouble or not? And then he said no. I was like, okay. Then we kind of slowed that down on getting drunk at work.
I got to imagine, though, in the military, as much as, like, you know, everything is, like, it's very regimented, but you're also dealing with a lot of young...
Oh, sure.
...kind of careless guys and girls that are just like, F it, let's get a drink.
Let's get wild.
They're still immature in some situations.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Matthew in Sultan. Did you ever drink on the job?
I did one job when I was in my 20s.
What was that job?
I was working in Sun Valley, and I was an assistant manager on one of the restaurants on the mountain.
Mm. That sounds like a fun job.
When I served beer, I drank beer. When I served wine, I drank wine.
One for you, one for me. I feel like the service industry is just...
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
By the way, so far we're at 100%. Luke in Snohomish, be honest with us. We're not going to tell anyone. Did you ever drink on the job?
I don't know what you're talking about. You don't drink on the job, drink in the morning, and then you go to work.
That's your workaround. I'm not drinking on the job. I just got drunk before I came to work.
Yeah, totally. Kit from Everett.
Are we gonna bat 1,000?
Did you ever drink on the job, Kit?
Being a union iron worker, it's kind of a young man's game. No, I saw guys be drunk and fall a couple floors. That was enough for me.
So you never drank on the job?
Me personally, no. Never.
We got one!
Let's go, Kit!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to Bruce from Bothell, who is our contestant today. What's up, Bruce?
What's that?
Well, we're going to spin this wheel, and we're going to see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will we start off with the brain-dead Steve Migs from camping? Let's see. Who is it? Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're dealing with the brain-dead Steve Migs.
Ready.
Let's go.
All right, Bruce. Here is your clip.
Monkey Ranch.
By?
Foo Fighters.
That's right. Congratulations, Jeff. You just got pregnant. No? All right, we are halfway there.
This is such a jam.
Oh, so good. Especially the part where like he just doesn't take a breath and he just like the bridge. I don't know, you know what I mean?
I do.
Every time I watch that live, he can't do it exactly like that, but it's always so impressive that he's even able to get close to that.
You know what would be impressive is you getting this next clip right, Steve. Are you ready?
All right.
Here it is.
No time to say. Oh my gosh. Well, I know it's Green Day. Is that what? When I come around.
Congratulations, Bruce from Bothell.
Outstanding.
Right on, my man. Have a great time.
Danny's daughter was once a 5-year-old. Steve, you have a 5-year-old. My son, Barrett, is 5. There's no one on the planet more honest than a 5-year-old.
No, it's so great sometimes. It's unfiltered, and sometimes you just don't know what the hell they're going to say.
And yesterday, my 5-year-old was giving me a very hard time about my fashion choices.
Hey, Barrett, you know how I was noticing that a lot of your pants have a hole in the left knee?
Yeah.
Because you've been playing so hard?
Yeah.
And does he not play hard on his right knee?
Apparently, I think that's the one he, like, lands on all the time. It's every pair of his pants has a hole or a scrape in the left knee.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
And I said, we got to get you some new pants because yours have holes in them.
Or knee pads.
That too.
Yeah.
What did you say about my pants?
They had holes in them on both sides.
And so what?
Watch with these kids with the holes in their pants. And you're currently wearing a pair of jeans that have holes on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
How much you pay for that? I could have just got some scissors and cut them up a pair of Levi's.
Sounded
for you.
Like my grandma.
Pretty much.
And so what's the difference between your pants and my pants?
Because yours was made like that and mine was not.
Can you translate, please?
Because yours was made like that and mine were not.
Thank you. Okay. I understood the second half of that. I did not know what he was saying in the first half.
So do you think my pants should get thrown away too?
Yeah.
You don't think it's fashion?
I don't think so. But can you put another? Just put this back on already, please.
Okay.
What is that?
He wanted me to put his show back on.
Oh, you're interrupting his show.
Can you put this show back on?
What show was he watching?
You guys, he watches this YouTube family.
Is it like the engineering family or the ninja family?
No, they're just like, and they've got to be from like Fargo or something because the mom's like, oh gosh, the fire department, we got to call them. There's something's going on in the yard and I can't stand it, but he loves this family and the mom is narrating everything with this like thick North Dakota Fargo accent.
Straight up cheese head.
So funny. But that's what he was watching and he was very upset that I turned it off.
Who's your favorite mom? Me?
Well, what are the other options?
The mom from Fargo on the show?
I also don't know that was an actual you. It sounded more like a...
Who is it?
Who's your favorite mom?
Me?
Sick
of you.
I like my pants with holes in them.
So you were throwing away his pants?
Yeah, I've thrown away like 4 pairs of pants in the last couple weeks.
It was funny. Yesterday I get home and I didn't know this, but apparently Sid and Tatum had this agreement to like throw away some of her stuffed animals. And I realized I'm becoming my mom. Because my mom was the ultimate like hoarder, pack rat when it came to like anything that like she had for her sons, like any toys. Like she still has a Sesame Street house thing. And we're like, Mom, what are you going to do with it? She's like, well, one day maybe your kids will want it. I'm like, my kid is too old for this already.
Oh, no.
And she doesn't want this. Like that's just, but thank you. But maybe throw it away. So my wife's throwing a bunch of the stuffed animals in a garbage bag. Or I think she's going to bring them to like Goodwill or something like that. And I'm like, wait, you can't throw that one away. You can't throw that one. My wife's like, wait. Tatum's fine with it, but you're not. I'm like, but that's the Chuck E. Cheese that we got when we went to the Chuck E. Cheese party. It's lots of special memories. Someone gave that to us. And she's like, just leave the room. Leave the room. I can't have you in here.
I mean, Barrett comes home with a folder full of stuff from school every single day. And I do have a really hard time throwing it away. And I am the least sentimental person you'll ever meet until Barrett brings home stuff in his folder from kindergarten.
So is Brad then the sentimental one? Or do you
100%.
Not have... Okay.
He's the worst. He saves
I'm pretty
everything.
Bad.
He saves voicemails from people. He saves letters. He saves newspaper clippings. Like, he's very sentimental.
The voicemails are just because he fears that one day they're not going to be around.
So yes.
Yeah, I can understand that one because I have that. Like, I have a few voicemails still from my parents when they would wish me a happy birthday and other ones as well.
Well, the problem is Brad's voicemail box is always full because he keeps saving all these voicemails, so you can never leave him a message.
Maybe that's by design.
Maybe it is. People just seem to love a powerful debate online. And right now there's a viral debate going over the worst song ever.
Okay.
It's very heated, but most posts right now are targeting this song by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros from 2010. It's called Home.
Oh, yeah.
I like the song.
I knew you would. This was like during that whole like...
Stomp, stomp, claps.
The Mumford and Sons and like Head and the Heart, great band from around here, but a lot of like folky,
yes,
alternative rock. And this was definitely one of the ones that was super popular.
Oh, yeah. The band's frontman, though, caught wind of this viral debate and has showed up to defend the song, which I think is very cool. You know, he's like, hey, man, this is a banger.
And you think that, is that what he said?
Yes.
All right. Here's how you know the song is good. All right. If the bones are good, if the bones let the song survive context, if you pull it out of an acoustic guitar, you put a piano there, oh, and it works, it's a good song. If it works, it's a good song. You pull it out of the piano, you put it on a harp, it's still working. You take it out the harp, you sing it a cappella, still working, a good song.
I think that's a cappella, but yeah.
He lost all credibility.
You take the bones out of the song, and if it's still good, it's still good.
So do you think that's one of the worst songs ever written?
I don't think it's one of the worst songs. I do agree with him that the sign of a great song, and I don't know if this is a sign of that song being great, because I haven't heard different versions of it, and probably for the better. But like when you hear a song, like for instance, whenever we go to Ruston Way and the waterfront over by, in Tacoma, which is a great spot, every so often there's this dude that's just playing an accordion. And he's sitting there, and one of the times he was playing Nirvana's All Apologies.
Oh, awesome.
And I was like, man, this song still sounds great on an accordion. And I feel like that part, I do agree with him. Like, if you could take any song, play it on the piano, it still sounds good. Play it on the accordion, and it still sounds good. That's the sign of a great song.
I like that.
But I don't know if I would put Home as, like, the worst song of all time. But I did come across some of the other songs that they decided to say, and during these conversations, are considered some of the worst songs of all time. So I want to see what you guys think. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if you remember this one.
This one was like all over pop radio when I worked in pop radio. So yes.
Is it Train?
It is Train.
And he lives here. The singer.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Sometimes he's at Seahawks games. I'll be honest, I thought this was Maroon 5.
I've seen Train 3 times live just
Why?
Because of that song. Because it was so popular. We worked through the radio station with it.
All right, here's another one that was very popular on pop radio stations. And I think all of us might agree that this song is really annoying. Oh, there's Taryn. She's
already dancing. I do think it's annoying. I mean, it's catchy, but it's annoying.
I like Pharrell, too. And I never got this song.
See, I like Pharrell. I don't like his music, though. He seems like a pretty good guy. All the interviews I've ever heard him in, he seems fun. He's got a great voice, but none of his songs resonate with me.
That's fair.
Worst song ever?
I don't like this song.
Now, in all fairness, the criteria is it can't just be like a random song. They're like, it has to be a song that had like some level of success for it to be deemed a worst song.
I mean, I don't love the song at all, but I wouldn't say it's the worst song ever written.
The record that this is on, I was obsessed with. I loved Kings of Leon for maybe a year. And then after that, I was like, the album that came out after, I wasn't really too into.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, you ready for another one?
I am. Oh, speaking of Maroon 5.
Oh, I thought this was Train.
I thought it was Justin Timberlake. I don't like this song.
No. All right, you got one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you guys like this one.
Oh, this is bad, too.
This is fun.
It's not fun.
You don't like this song? How do you not like this song, Taryn? Of all the songs, I would have figured you would groove to this one.
That's like that's like the anthem.
The guy's voice drives me absolutely insane.
You know what's funny? When I first heard this song, I'm like, oh, this band, I'm into this. Like, I really dug that song, and then I went and checked out the rest of the record, and I'm like, oh, okay, this band's not going to have a lot of hits.
All you need is one. Yeah. All you need is one.
My favorite, though, they were listing all these different bands and different artists that they consider to have the worst songs. I think you'll agree with this one, Taryn. One person wrote the worst song ever written is the whole discography of U2.
Oh, yes! As someone who does not have Puget Sound energy.
Oh, you're missing out, Taryn.
I have no idea what these flex events are that you have talked about before, Steve.
I feel like it's a way to try to, like, you're trying to get people to have, like, to use energy less during the day. So they incentivize you to okay, like, if you use your energy less, we then eventually give you a text message or a voice message telling you how well you did amongst, like, 100 other homes that are similar in size to yours in your neighborhood.
So you found out recently just how energy efficient you are.
This is something that they just do quite every so often, and I think at my best I hit 17th out of 100.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if our listeners are better or worse than you when it comes to Puget Sound Energy's Flex events. We have Tony from Port Orchard on the phone. Tony, how did you do on your most recent Flex event?
All right. Well, I got to tell you about two Flex events.
Okay.
This most recent one, I took number 70 out of 100.
Now, what the hell are you doing in your house? You're just running things all the time? That's not very good.
No, it's just simply I have an old house and AC, and because it's really hot.
I think this is the funniest thing that they do, because it's like, in a sense, it brings out the competitive spirit of people. Like, I need to get better at this.
But the last one we had during the winter, I was number 3.
Ooh.
I wonder what the other two houses did.
Do you get like a medal?
You.
Yeah. And it's because during the winter, I heat my house with a wood stove.
Ah, so that's what I need to do.
You gotta call the wife and let her know you need to install a wood stove in your house.
No, I don't know. I think maybe.
Yeah, so in the winter, I use almost no power.
All right, so Tony, your top three, do you get like a discount or anything like that, or is it just bragging rights?
No, just bragging rights.
Coolest guy on the block.
So he said, I came in 10th out of 100 in my area from Marty and Yelm.
Wow, nice, Marty.
I like this text. I was on vacation during the Flex event. I barely used any energy and I ranked number 84. Oh. Last time I was ranked number 22 and I was home during that time, LOL.
Weird. Okay.
Another person says, last time I got 100 out of 100, right up there with getting my master's degree as life's greatest accomplishment.
It's just a big farce. That's what I think.
I don't know. I don't think there's like any rhyme or reason, or maybe there's a little bit, but I agree with you. I think it's just a way to try and get people to use less energy during the day.
Okay, I have a question for you then.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten number 69?
No, but if I did, I would save the voicemail. But I did get my voicemail. I got it yesterday telling me about the Flex event. What do you think? How do you think I did?
What did you say your best score was?
17 was my 17? Best score.
I'm going to say 25.
25.
I'm going to go with number 75.
75. Let's find out.
Hi, this is a message from Puget Sound Energy. During the last Flex event on Tuesday, July 15th. You worthy.
And I'll be honest, my heart was racing. I was like, I wonder what I'm going to get. This is the dumbest freaking thing, because it doesn't get you anything.
It's obviously working, though.
95th, most energy-efficient home out of 100 same-sized homes. To stop receiving these alerts, press 9.
Let me tell you, I got home and I was so mad at my wife. I was yelling at her, like, what are you doing in this house? Running up the energy that we're number 95. We were once number 17.
I mean, are they like publishing the results and like sharing it with the neighborhood? Public shaming. Yeah. I love it.
It was weird. I got home and it was a spray painted 95 on my garage. I'm like, man, it's like the mafia over here.
Shame.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.